Welcome to season 27 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering a topic that matters to all of us, which is stop being selfish. Before we get there, last week I had so many notes, LinkedIn messages, emails, Instagram messages from people that really enjoyed last week's episode. And I just want to tell you thank you if you've done that. If this adds value to your life, you don't have to tell me, but it really fills me up and I really appreciate that. It just goes a long way for the work that we're doing here. So thank you very, very much. Next week, we have a really big announcement. We have a brand new product and offering coming out, and I just can't wait to tell you about it. But let's go get on to the show. Stop being selfish. Now I'm going to start with a story like most weeks. A doctor, a lawyer, a little boy, and a priest were out for a Sunday afternoon flight on a small private plane. Suddenly, the plane developed engine trouble. In spite of the best efforts of the pilot, the plane started to go down. Finally, the pilot grabbed a parachute and yelled to the passengers that they better jump, and he himself bailed out. Unfortunately, there were only three parachutes remaining. The doctor grabbed one and said, "I'm a doctor. I save lives, so I must live." And he jumped out. The lawyer then said, "I'm a lawyer, and lawyers are the smartest people in the world. I deserve to live." He also grabbed a parachute and jumped out. The priest looked at the little boy and said, "My son, I have lived a long and full life. You are young and have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute and live in peace." The little boy handed the parachute back to the priest and said, "Not to worry, Father. The smartest man in the world just took off with my backpack." Corny, I know, but we all need a little laugh in our life these days. But it really highlights our topic. Stop being selfish. While this seems obvious, it's important to look at being selfish and why it's important that we stop from a little different angle. Now, most people, myself included, look at selfishness through the lens of someone's actions. And this makes perfect sense because the word is actually defined as being concerned chiefly or only with yourself and your advantage to the exclusion of others. But even though we know this definition and it's about actions, we can't stand to be around people who are selfish. And we almost always can recognize when someone else is being selfish. But rarely do we see it in ourselves. When you look at the psychology behind this and how we're wired, we are all born with a drive to stay alive and be healthy, and selfishness may have been misplaced, and it's created a manifestation of this in our lives. Because a certain degree of selfishness is normal. But we rationalize to ourselves when we only think about ourselves and act in that own best interest. It often takes somebody else in our life, someone that's close to us or someone that we respect, to literally shine the light on our selfish actions for us to realize that we're even acting this way in the first place. Which, by the way, our first reaction typically isn't that we're just, "Oh yeah, you're right, I'm being selfish." If you're anything like me, you get defensive, You even might make some excuses, or worse, you might even turn the whole thing around on somebody else. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have a master's degree in this in my marriage. But today isn't about the kind of selfish behavior where when you see the last cupcake, and instead of giving it to someone else who wants it, or even just splitting it down the middle with them, you stuff it in your face. No, that is the obvious kind of selfishness that we want to avoid. See, I told you that I want to talk about selfishness through a lens that you probably haven't thought of. I want you to stop a less kind of selfishness. I want you to stop withholding when it would benefit somebody else. I'm going to say that again. I want you to stop withholding when it would benefit somebody else. Because this kind of selfishness manifests itself in many different ways, and it has negative impact on others. See, there's an author named Seth Godin who I just respect a ton, and I've learned so much from. And he really turned my brain on to this perspective. He was recently on an episode of the Tim Ferriss podcast. And Tim Ferriss mentioned to Godin that he was struggling to write his next book. Not with writer's block, but he was struggling to actually get it on paper. And Godin responded to Tim something that kind of shook me to my core. He said, "Tim, you're not writing it. It's because you're being selfish." He said, "Stop withholding your ideas when it would benefit someone else." See, as he told Tim, he said, "I learned this the hard way. There is someone over there who can use a hand. It isn't about me anymore. Once I got that through my head, it got easier just to do the work because I was doing it for someone else." Now, when I say my mind was blown by this, it would be an understatement. Just think of yourself right now. I mean, really think about what Seth Godin said. He said, "Once I got it through my head that I was withholding ideas and things that would help someone else, it got easier for me to actually do them because I was doing them for someone else." Unbelievable. How long have I lived and not thought about this? How many things have I not done? How many things have you not done because you were actually just being selfish when you could do something that would have helped somebody else and you knew it was the right thing to do? I want you to really think about this. How often do you need to have a hard conversation with someone else when you know you should say something? How often do you not have the conversation when you know you should have it? The reason isn't them. The reason is you. You are being selfish. You are thinking about how difficult the conversation will be, whether or not it's your place to say something or not. You think about the failure that might happen in the conversation or a broken relationship that might come from it. You are thinking about your fears instead of doing it for someone else. How often do you not send a sales email or an email that you should send to somebody from a sales perspective because you think it might annoy them? The reason isn't them that you're not sending the email. The reason is it's you. You are being selfish. If you have a product or a service that could help change this person's life or improve their business, and you aren't making your absolute best effort, you are being selfish. You're thinking about the rejection. How many times did you think about creating a video or posting a picture on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, and then you hit delete? It wasn't because of them that weren't going to like the picture or like it enough or comment enough. It was because of you. You were being selfish, thinking about the judgment or the possible criticism or seeing it all fail, not meeting your expectations. Now, look, I know there are exceptions to every rule and people will post things for the wrong reasons, that their intentions are wrong. I get it. I want you to think about the times in your life when you knew you had something that would help someone else and you didn't take action. You didn't do it, not because of them, but because you were being selfish. I had to look at this in my own life, and I want to share a couple examples with you. For the last 5 months, our team at LearnLoft has been hard at work to build a digital experience for leaders, to help them better understand their current leadership style and their leadership skills. And we wanted to give HR leaders a way to gain insight and data into all the leaders in their organization. We spent a lot of time, we spent a lot of money, we spent a lot of opportunity costs to make this come to reality. And now, as we finally begin to launch this thing to our current clients and prospective clients who want to understand about their leadership, I've hesitated. Without even knowing it, I started thinking about everything that could go wrong, how we would be judged, whether people would like it, whether they wouldn't. I was thinking about me. I was thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about giving you a hand and helping you lead your best. And I'm making a commitment today that I'm going to stop being selfish about this new project. It's called Skills Loft, powered by LearnLoft. I'm so excited about it. And I don't know why I've held back. I'm stopping today. If you want to get in with our beta group of testers, go to learnloft.com/beta tester. Go to learnloft.com/beta tester and sign up. You can also email info@learnloft.com and our team will send you a link. Now, we only have so many of these, but if you want to get a leadership 360 and understand, you can sign up for the beta. Hopefully we'll have enough room for you. Go to learnloft.com/beta tester. You'll have your own leader dashboard. You'll get great feedback from yourself and your team. I'm thrilled about it. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to stop thinking about myself. This is a tool that will help leaders. The second example is I have a new book that I know will help so many young professionals. And it's at the tip of my fingers. All I got to do is put my fingers to work on a keyboard. We have research that we've done the last 2 years. We have content and ideas and stories that will, without question, will help benefit others. So when I'm not sending the book proposal to publisher, or I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. every day to write that book, guess what? It is selfish. It's me thinking about me. And what will happen if McGraw-Hill or other publishers don't buy it? Or it's me thinking about, what if the book doesn't sell? It's me thinking about, do I really want to go through the ringer of book promotion again? Or what if it gets a bad rating on Amazon, like one of the reviews from the 100 that of building the best? I'm going to say something and I want you to really think about it. My inaction is selfish and it has to stop. Your inaction might be selfish and it has to stop. This, my friends, is the hidden side of selfishness that we often don't think about. If you aren't taking action and doing what is right because of your selfishness, now is when it has to stop. Here's how to do it. The simplest way I know how. The next time you decide not to do something that deep down you know you should do, I want to ask yourself one simple question. Would this benefit someone else that needs whatever I am saying no to? Would this benefit someone else that needs whatever I am saying no to? If the answer is yes, it's time to stop being selfish and do what is right and not say, I might. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.